This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When it came to the Hunter Biden scandal that could have derailed globalist puppet Joe Biden, the lamestream media was there.
You've said your dad always saw the good in you through all of this. Was there ever a time when you thought, okay, there's no way he's going to give up on me. I've done it now.
Never.
The president asked a leader of a foreign country to investigate his political rival. So one simple question to start. Is that appropriate?
You know, I feel like I learned a lot about crack, and I know that sounds weird.
I hope that wasn't the message.
Being the subject of Donald Trump's ire is a feather in my cap.
After careful consideration, a system has been established that allows for Hunter Biden to work in his profession within reasonable safeguards. Of course, he has the right to pursue an artistic career, just like any child of a president has the right to pursue a career.
When it came to aiding and abetting a biological weapon from China funded by our own government, the Mockingbird Media was there.
The coronavirus outbreak has led to complaints about a rise in anti-Chinese sentiment around the world.
We're in a very tribal and polarized time where the information flow sometimes is stovepiped, where people are talking to other conspiracists or ignorant people.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus?
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China.
When it came to spewing out nonsense regarding vaccinated people needing to be protected from the unvaccinated, the drive-by media indoctrination was there.
We are both sitting here now because Anna and Sonny, at the last minute, we realized that they tested positive for COVID, so they have been taken off the show because the vice president is here now.
A pandemic of the unvaccinated.
What's your message to platforms like Facebook?
They're killing people.
Those who peddle and promote these dangerous lies are harming the very people who are most at risk.
And here's the latest data that confirms that we're still in a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
And when it comes to all opposition to the New World Order narrative of the planks of the communistic technocratic Great Reset, mainstream media implantation was there.
George Soros is this democratic financier who has reemerged in the last couple of years, pumping in some $40 million into campaigns this decade. For that, he's drawn a lot of the ire of conservatives.
The Soros-occupied State Department.
The Democrats, George Soros.
George Soros.
He's also a philanthropist and born in Hungary, a naturalized U.S. citizen, well-respected by many in the country.
The theories are as numerous as they are nonsensical.
There's your 5G policy.
From 5G towers and vaccines spreading coronavirus to suspicions the virus was unleashed deliberately by Bill Gates.
What that was a protest against the overwhelming lies that the media has been pouring.
Well, it won't wipe, but you get the picture.
A protest against mainstream media.
Yeah.
Professor Stefan Lewandowski is a cognitive scientist. He studies the way people think and why they engage in conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories become very attractive because they're offering psychological comfort. Ironically, if you can assume that there is a handful of really bad people out there who are conspiring to do these terrible things, that provides you with comfort because in principle, at least, it would be controllable.
When people are more isolated, they've got a bit more time to think, they've got a bit more time to worry. That also builds anxiety and leaves people more vulnerable to these dangerous ideas being flouted out there.
Oh. I think Bill Gates is behind all this.
Oh, I think Bill Gates is behind it.
Behind coronavirus.
You can always count.
Go ahead and turn that off for me. Thanks, guys. Go ahead and fade that down for me. Thanks a lot. So the point I was getting at there was, in that piece, a lot of it's from a year ago, we're the crazy people that think Bill Gates released it on purpose out of a lab. It turns out he funded Peter Daszak with Fauci running the lab doing exactly that. I mean, there you are. So we ought to dig up from 20 months ago where I said it's Bill Gates, he's the one, he's behind it. We had all the evidence then. And now it's, oh, it's Bill Gates' project at the lab that did it. Of course it is. He wants to kill you. The whole family does. It's who he is. He gives award ceremonies for depopulating Africa. Jeez.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees. Because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, or during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They've told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to one-third and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVIDland and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Humanity has an incredible future before us, but we've got to recognize evil. We've got to learn to say no to it and stop it, or it will take over. It's its appetite. It's very mindless in its spirit. There is a vacuum when we don't stand up for ourselves that is filled by corruption and filled by avarice, and we're getting front row seats to that all right now. All right, we have massive global news on the police state rollout of the COVID worldwide system. It's the basis, it's the religion, it's the communication system, it's the language of the New World Order. And we've got a lot of huge news on that front. And the so-called precedents that Biden's using for forced inoculation come from specific rulings that blacks could be forcibly inoculated. So, boy, they are certainly dying on the wrong hill and hoping you don't look that evidence up. That is coming up. But we've got big breaking news, and again, everybody knows that you can do your own research, and I know this audience has done their own research. But a large part of who we are reaching out to is people that are not awake. It's like the prodigal son story. We're trying to reach out to people that are ill-informed or that are dumbed down or that are not even paying attention because they're going to be enslaved, they're going to be abused, they're going to be preyed on, and in many cases turned into globalist minions that will be used against us in the future. So it's a life and death situation. It's not just morally right to wake up leftists and people that are asleep. It is essential. And it is our job to do it, not just sit here in echo chambers. And I know this audience of incredible activists know that because you are an activist audience in the arena, and I salute you. But I always tell people the truth. Now, occasionally I make mistakes and I get things wrong, and sometimes I flip things around in my head. I said that the Rothschilds took over the British Empire at the Battle of Runnymede last week. The Battle of Runnymede was in 1215, and the Battle of Runnymede was when the lords finally made the king not be God, and that began juries and grand juries and what we know of as English common law, the basis of our system today. It was 1815. And again, I'm going from memory. I should look all these things up and not just count on my memory. But it was 1215. It was October 1214. King John returned to England and they had Runnymede. And then the Battle of Waterloo was in 1815. Let's see if my memory serves on that. But the point is, I'm digressing and I shouldn't even go there. In the main, we are extremely accurate and on target, and we're trying to tell you the truth. Sometimes I make mistakes. Sometimes I get things wrong. But that's not on purpose. The entire currency, the entire system that we operate in is about getting it right. And I was right. It was 1815, Battle of Waterloo, and that's when the Rothschilds were able to bankrupt the entire British economy by falsely claiming that Napoleon had defeated Lord Wellington and crashed the stock market to one penny on the pound, British sterling, and he bought up almost the entire stock market, meaning the British Empire was now under his control in 1215. But I digress. Last week, I was listening to rebroadcast of the show, just happened to tune into it, and heard me say, yes, the Rothschilds took over at the Battle of Runnymede in 1214. And I was like, why the hell did I just say that? It's the Battle of Waterloo, 1815. But my brain got the dates, because they were similar, in the 15 or the 14. That's how I did it. So I'm digressing, ladies and gentlemen. 20 years ago, I wouldn't have gotten those dates wrong. I had a photographic memory. Now I've got to make sure I've always got everything at my fingertips, because I'm 47. I've had head injuries. I put a lot of miles on this brain. It still works great. But it flips things. It moves things. It gets things backwards. And so now I pull everything up when I want to make damn sure that I'm not mixing something around. But that said, something else I've noticed is that if I just talk about something, nobody cares. But if I build it up, it has an effect. People care, and it gets millions of views. We have millions of people tuning in right now, but I like to have certain parts of the show to get posted to Bandai Video, get grabbed by you. If you don't carry the ball, ball doesn't move, to then share so it affects the world. But let me go back to where I was 5 minutes ago, because I've just basically gone on a rabbit trail, but still an important rabbit trail. So listeners know where I'm coming from when you're tuned in. You're investing time here. You need to know why sometimes you'll hear me say something that's just damn wrong. That's because we're failed fallen creatures. And I get things wrong. And I got so much going on up there that you know how it is. So if I look for your sunglasses and your wife says they're on your head, or I can't find my keys, well, they're in your back pocket. Where's my hat? It's on your head. But I digress. And they want to keep us kind of in that state while they take the world over and run everything. So important to get out of that state into the brain being switched directly on. Now, let's hit it. I'm going to do this. When we come back next segment, I'm going to hit this because I got so excited coming out of that segment and I got so many thoughts going that it kind of frazzled what I wanted to say. But where I was going with it was just to say this. We don't lie on purpose. We make mistakes sometimes, and I sort of give you examples, and I opened up a file in my brain, and I went down that rabbit trail. And the reason I was saying that was I wanted to segue to, I told you they were going to steal the election from Trump. I said that on Joe Rogan's show 3 days before the election. Said it here. That's the easiest place to find it. I said they'll win in a landslide, but they'll steal the mail-in ballots. They'll then say it's the machines that stole the election, so that when people chase that down, they will hit a dead end. When it's all about the ballots being fed into machines and some hacking as well. And then I saw the MyPillow guy, who's a great guy, 90% of what he puts out is super accurate, but then I saw kind of people planting some of the poison pills on him of the machines so the media could focus on that when he had his very important symposium. But it still doesn't matter because what Lindell has done is good to keep the debate going and keep people aware of it because the polls show the vast majority of Americans know, including Republican and Democrat, that the election was stolen. It was completely obvious. The polls close the battleground states. Trump's way ahead. And then magically, middle of the night, vans pull in, whether it's Michigan or whether it's Georgia or whether it's Pennsylvania or whether it's Arizona. And then it just he shoots up straight. You know, the curves like a barrel, like a circle, like a crescent. That's how real voting works. And then, boop, right there at the end, he hits the afterburners and shoots straight up to beat Trump. So people aren't stupid. They get that. That's why 80-some percent of Republicans say it was stolen, and it's like 46% of Democrats. I mean, that is a large majority. You average those together, that's something like 59% of the country thinks the election was stolen. Because remember, a third of folks or more didn't vote. So they're not in those polls. That's of voters. But I digress. But when I saw what was happening in Arizona and I saw how the media operated and I saw how they tried to suppress the news that the audit was coming out Friday, and I saw them 2 days before, and you saw them say, oh, the audit finds Trump lost, Biden won. You knew the fix was in. You knew they were scared. You knew they were caught. And then Brian Stelter is like, this will bring down America. Our country's never been in so much danger. Well, I agree. Foreign powers came in and took over. And we got generals that, you know, lied and said, oh, I only called, you know, on the 8th because of what Trump was doing to the Chinese. Turns out he was telling the Chinese dictator in October that Trump was insane and that he would stop him from nuking China, which is a total lie and is treasonous. And that sack of filth should be arrested. I mean, Milley is just like a little kid dressed up in a general outfit, posing and walking around acting tough when he's an obese, anti-American traitor. Anyways, I'm ranting. I'm going to compose myself. I'm going to control myself. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to lay out the huge news. Because now it's official. And I could have just said it simply. I'm not going to tell you the election was stolen if it wasn't. And I'm not going to sit there and steer you wrong just for hype. But now Arizona has presented the evidence of total fraud. Trump won the election. Now what happens next? There's been big developments we'll tell you about when we come back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now.
You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Developments I'll tell you about next segment. Norway has officially said that COVID-19 is now seen as a common flu and no restrictions of any type, no forced inoculations, no internet ID, social credit scores disguised as vaccine passports, none of it. That's all coming up next segment. But let's get to this right now. Okay. So, we already talked about it on Friday. We talked about it over the weekend. I did shows on Saturday and Sunday, and we talked about it some yesterday. But Arizona did a first-class audit of just Maricopa County, where they saw most of the fraud going on during the election, where Fox News called it early for Biden. And so they found close to 60,000 votes, open and shut, that were duplicates for Biden, that were fake names, that were fraud. It's almost 60,000, open and shut. Hundreds of thousands of others that were very questionable. And Trump only lost the state by 10,500 votes. So Trump won Arizona. He's vindicated. And you saw the disinfo go into overdrive on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, everywhere. Oh, look, the audit finds Biden won because they had spies inside that knew what they were going to release as a press release as auditors. You don't call the attorney general. You don't tell him what to do in the state. You put the findings out, and then it's up to the public and the legislature and the governor and the attorney general about what the action is going to be. So they said, our audit found that Biden won the election by X amount of votes, Trump lost by X amount, and that we found these groups of votes, and here are photocopies, here are scans, here is our detailed audit that took 6 months showing that they stole nearly 60,000 votes from Trump, meaning he won by 40-plus thousand. That's how you state it. When the FBI gets you indicted for, you know, saying, you know, not paying taxes for $5 million, they say such and such has $6 million in their bank account, and we have evidence, and here's our evidence that they stole $5 million. So again, you make the statement that he won the election by this many fraudulent votes. Like the horse won because it was on steroids and amphetamines. Or this guy won the boxing title. He was later tested positive. We know he was on it, and so he loses the title. But it's the boxing commission that removes the title. It's the legislature attorney general that removes the title. So they use a semantical manipulation to go, oh, look, they say, they're going to say he won. Yes, by stealing. Lance Armstrong won the Tour de France, however many times it was, what, 4 or 5 times, by cheating and had them stripped. So when they stripped him, they said he falsely won by this. So they played a semantical game. But let me just move forward. Even the Sunday Times of London, very respected, very conservative in what they print, had big articles like this one. So Trump was right. The election was rigged, and our next one will be too. And that's the $60 trillion issue. I mean, that's, and it's bigger than $60 trillion. It's the whole future if these guys can engage in fraud, like Trudeau just did in Canada, like Newsom did the same damn thing in California. They're calling all these snap elections because they're still using mail-in ballots and can still get away with it. And Bloomberg told us it's going to be a red mirage. Trump will win that night, but we're going to have the ballots afterwards. No matter the number they needed, they would be delivered by trucks, by vans at night. And if the USPS looked at what the 30,000 ballots were in Pennsylvania and said, well, I drove this over state lines. A computer printed this. These aren't signed ballots. These are fake ballots. FBS, we may arrest you. Why don't you shut your mouth about what you saw? Because it was their job to make sure the steel was in all over the country. They would refuse to talk to witnesses unless it was for intimidation. So, Rod Little has come out and broken this down in an excellent article in the Times of Sunday Times of London. Now here's the big news. I always wait into the biggest news later and never tell you it's even coming up. That's my problem. I give you a little backstory and write to it. I should have started the whole hour with this as this broke. It happened. The Attorney General, Mark Branovich of Arizona, has sent a preservation of evidence litigation hold, and next you know is criminal charges, to Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, Maricopa County Recorder's Office, Supervisor Clint Hickman, Supervisor Steve Gallardo. There it is. We'll get more to this in a moment. But, huge development, GatewayPundit.com. They got caught, 24 criminal operatives caught on video, stuffing Dropbox with 1,900 ballots in 3 days. Ooh! That's right. Whatever amount is needed will be supplied. Pelosi said no matter what happens, Trump will be gone. And then they caught them deleting the surveillance footage, but turns out there's footage of that footage. Oops-a-daisy. The left puts in their surveillance grid for all of us, but then it captures them. Just like, a water main broke in Atlanta. Everybody out. We're not counting. Look around both ways, pull out the suitcases, and start running each stack over and over again while you look over your shoulder. And, boy, they were moving real slow before that. As soon as they kick everybody out, put poster board up over the windows. I mean, you can't get more obvious than this. It's like if you're a cop driving by a liquor store late at night, and you see a door knocked open, and a guy in a mask pops out and pops back in. That's probable cause. I mean, you might as well be putting a ski mask on. There's a water main bust. Close the doors. Block out the windows. Keep everybody back. Keep back with COVID 50 feet from the window. In Michigan, everywhere they did the same thing. And then inside, there's surveillance footage. What's up? Let me get underneath the chair. Here it is. Let me get that big old juicy suitcase. All of this is for Biden. Black Lives Matter. Pop. Get it out. Yeah. Woo, Lordy. A mother and daughter team. I mean, yes, they stole the election from Trump. And notice they say, we don't allow criticism of any vaccines now on the internet, says Big Tech. We're watching you, and no one's allowed to question the election. It was total integrity. Even though all day they talk about Russia not being fair, and Belarus not being fair, and this country not being fair, and that country. Because if they don't have duplicate ballots, and if it's not all saved, and if you don't let third-party observers in, and if you don't keep a record, why, it's fraud, which of course it is. But are you pulling briefcases out when you say a water main busted that wasn't true? Are you putting up poster board on the windows? And then magically, all the votes Biden needs to win are found just then, just like Michigan. Biden's losing, and then magically, the last minute, his race car was 3 laps behind, top speed 250, but suddenly his race car goes 2,000 miles an hour and laps the lead car 3 times. And then the Democrats brag in Time magazine how they stole it. Yeah, put that article back up. How they stole it, how they set us up at the Capitol, how they work with Republicans, the media, and big tech as one big group, and how they're going to steal the next one. Steal, 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 steal. Can't get any more obvious because, hey, wait a minute. We can't have people with their telephoto lenses. You know, we already backed them up 30, 40, 50 feet. Well, wait, they got telephoto lenses. They're going to see us pulling out the briefcases and pulling out the suitcases. You can pull out the bags full of ballots that are all for Biden. You can't do that. Cover it up right now. Cover it up right now. Woo! And so now, it's all out in the open, and the criminal indictments are coming, and the first letter by the Attorney General has gone out. The New World Order is crapping its britches because they're planning to steal that midterm election bigger than Donkey Kong's balls. Excuse me. Oh, my God. This is an insane asylum. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Could you imagine a year ago walking into a bank with your face covered? Could you imagine even going into the grocery store? Do you think they would let you in? Do you think they would be following you in the aisles to make sure that you weren't going to be shoplifting? Could you imagine going up to a gas station and going inside the little mini mart to pay for your gas with a bandana on? How far do you think that would get you? Could you imagine as a teacher showing up to school with a shield that looks like a space alien? Those things are offensive to us because it interferes with normal human interaction.
The globalists are running a psychological warfare operation on humanity. Only waking up to the Great Reset and its tyranny will save us. And the mask is the sign of slavery. We must inform the public that it's a fraud and that it's dangerous and that it causes major medical issues and is dehumanizing. And the film COVIDland does that. Secure your copy now at COVIDland.com and get a free copy of Endgame with your purchase.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I've got some really good news for you. Then I'm going to get into the really scary news and the so-called precedents that Joe Biden's using for his endless police state lockdown. So let's jump right into it right now. COVID-19 in Norway can now be compared to the flu thanks to vaccines, says health official. I love that spin. But when I actually went and looked up the report, they're saying it's no more than just the flu, and their death rates of the last 20 months are roughly the same as it was previous to all of that. Norway official, COVID-19 can now be compared to the flu as country removes pandemic restrictions. The truth is you're more likely to be sick or hospitalized if you've had the vaccine. I show you those statistics from around the world yesterday. But that leads us to the scary part. And I've talked a lot about this, but now it's actually happening in Canada. It's happening in Europe. And now they want to bring it not just to Australia, but to the United States. They're building emergency centers, not just in the UK, not just in Australia, but here. And it's also on Canadian TV that they set these up. Secret emergency centers that if you're unvaccinated, they're going to come take your children and put them in a shielding center. And it describes how adults will be there as well that are held and that you'll be made to do labor to do your part. It's all right here. Here it is. COVID-19, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. Humans of the disease. They want to prevent us. Interim operational considerations for implementation of shielding approach to prevent COVID-19 infections in humanitarian settings. This is from a year ago. It's now being set up worldwide as they build giant cities. Guys, pull them up, some of the FEMA camps, which is their own emergency centers in Australia and the UK and Canada. I mean, it shows these facilities. And then there's memes that show them side by side with concentration camps. And it goes on to say they're going to take over whole neighborhoods, sports stadiums, other facilities, and turn them into the centers where you'll be forced to live if the outbreak gets too big, so you're safe from, I guess, the zombies on the outside. So this is the thinly veiled smokescreen for permanent martial law. And here, of course, is the latest from the VAERS report. All vaccine deaths previous years, as reported by healthcare providers, doctors, and nurses, compared to what's happened since the injections began. And it begins right when the shots start in the U.S. And in England, it started a few months earlier. It starts right there in England. They have a similar system. Absolutely devastating, devastating information that they're trying to suppress from the world. You know, I mentioned this earlier, so I wanted to back it up. YouTube is a subsidiary of Google. And Google was set up 23 years ago by a coup inside the government, the National Security Agency, the CIA, and the Clintons as they were leaving office. But it's bipartisan. And InQtel, a division of the CIA, set it up. It was given all the CIA computer programs, the word search programs, the NSA search systems that they've been using for keyword searches. They would create a database of your phone calls, radio transmissions, TV transmissions, undersea cable transmissions, and they would then be able to keyword, have analysts search through that with voice recognition. They've had that since the 80s. And that's known as the Echelon system that got exposed in the late 90s or mid-90s. And so now they wanted to externalize the NSA system of surveillance so the public would accept it by having Google and then Facebook and then Twitter and Apple externalize these technologies so that we would opt into having a home assistant that watches us and listens to us, like Alexa. So we would opt in to having tracking and GPS tracking on your phone. So we would opt in to the cable box, tracking what we do and where we go and deleting things that they want deleted off of it or blocking things they want blocked off or smart meters, the rest of it. So that was all their plan. And we basically, like the ancient soldiers at Troy, picked up the Trojan horse and brought it inside, and the rest is history. And so now we're waking up to what was in the Trojan horse and saying, we don't want it. And they're coming after us. So the Pentagon, Wired Magazine reports, they killed the LifeLog project that they built and designed. They handed it to Harvard and to their front man, Mark Zuckerberg. This is all declassified. And it was Facebook. Because you can have the Pentagon get everybody to log in and opt into a surveillance system. By the way, I know folks at the CIA and at Army Special Operations that worked on LifeLog. And then when it was handed over, they said, here you go, boys. We've launched Facebook now. And we'll be able to track everybody worldwide with this, and here's all the real functions it's got. You hit a button, it turns a microphone on, turns a camera on, hit a button, downloads all your info. Want to find somebody? You can search the whole Facebook database in seconds with a face scan for who you've been around. Then they can try to contact everybody you know, everybody you bumped into. Yeah, there it is, DARPA and LifeLog. So that's all declassified now, but I knew that back at the time. People, contacts I had, thought it was pretty damn dangerous, were telling me about it. So back in 96 when they passed the Telecommunications Act, In the Telecommunications Act, it said by 2000, all cell phones will be triangulated by cell towers with GPS. That'll be used as a global positioning system for a world grid and to buy and sell in the future. And a type of pre-crime system. And I would tell people that on air, and they say, you're crazy. There's not GPS on my phone. You know, you got to go buy a Garmin system for $200 at Walmart. That's not true. When it was only triangulating with a cell tower, same thing. But see, the public didn't want to believe that. I mean, if I told people 20 years ago, you'll accept a home assistant in your house that watches and listens to you, they wouldn't believe it because they didn't. That was being announced then, theoretically. So all this stuff's been theoretical. Now they've done it, and now they're going to roll out the rest of it. Hey, you got to have this in your home, or we're going to come arrest you. Hey, you got to have this phone with you, or you can't leave your house. Australia announced a week ago that they are going to make you have a phone with you at all times to leave your house. The police will randomly call you, physically or with a digital robocall. If you don't answer within 15 minutes, you'll be arrested. And they're now going to use it to enforce, quote, the social distancing. Oh, and you guys gave me the article, but I already lost it in the stack. They just came out, the Australian government announced, oh, here it is. Sydney, unvaccinated, warned of social isolation when COVID-19 lockdown ends. So they hold you hostage and then make you get the deadly shot and make you have an ID to have it. And now the police chief, and police chiefs in several of the big cities, including Sydney, have come out and said, we're not going to enforce this. Quote, it's not our job. They're not against having this. They just say, it's too hard for us to enforce over every business. You need to just find the businesses with code enforcers that don't enforce it, like New York. So it's all about intimidation, all about control, all about the criminal activity of these people. And then when they release a new virus, create new fear, they'll say, oh, the unvaccinated, they're the ones that caused all this. They've got to be arrested and put in shield centers so they can't be incubators for this. Even though it's people that have taken the shots that are incubating, they're the ones creating the variants. That's all admitted. We told you a year and a half ago, they will say the unvaccinated are the problem. This is all about getting the vast majority inoculated. They're not protected. Their immune systems are destroyed. They're turned into virus breeding grounds. But they're going to be told they're sick because you didn't take the shot by the very people that poisoned them. Comprende? Because they won't go look up all the scientists and researchers and people that are telling them, oh, this will turn your immune system off. This will cause blood clots. This will cause heart attacks, which was all proven right and happened. Because when you try to warn people, all the big tech linked up together with governments as well block you. When you try to show the former chief scientist at Pfizer saying it'll cause blood clots and heart attacks and infertility, which it has now. He was right. Or when the Nobel Prize winner for discovering HIV comes out and says this will make you sick, this is man-made, he gets shut down. Because this is an attack. This is a scientific, big tech, military takeover. This is information aggression, as the Russians said about YouTube banning RT. German. But our leaders are obviously on board with it. The Republican leaders are playing dumb. They're on the payroll. They're not stupid. They know about this. I mean, Xi Jinping's banning big tech over there because they're making a move on him. But our government won't. They sit there with their thumbs in their rear ends.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Korean Command Center, the new capital of Australia's North Korean system, has come out and said, quote, unvaccinated warned of social isolation when COVID-19 lockdown ends. So they tell you it ends, but then the digital passport, the vaccine passport, the true nightmare starts. And so that's what they're doing. It's all run by the United Nations. Now, the Australian government has also announced that lockdowns are going to come back, that the police force is going to be permanently, mainly focused on this. You're all dirty. You're all evil. You're all bad. You've got to be forcibly tested. You've got to be controlled where you can go, what you can do. But that's great because they're also going to have a carbon monitor on your phone that tracks where you go and what you can do as well. And United Airlines has announced they're going to do this. MasterCard's announced they're going to do this here in America. So everybody doesn't have to wait, like John Kerry said last week. Oh, we're going to implement the carbon taxes. We don't care what Congress does. The corporations are going to do it, and the blue cities are going to do it. And I guess you could call them red cities if you want to use the communist analogy, but here in America, it's liberals blue, conservatives red. How about we should be pro-human and pro-liberty, not pro-tyranny? So she's saying that just a few days ago. They said, hey, you're going to have to take periodic shots every few months. You're going to take pills from Pfizer. They're your boss. And it's never going to end, and life as you know it is over. Wow, the bureaucrats know they were unpopular. They've been stealing elections for a while in Australia. They've been stealing them here for a while. But it's becoming obvious they're doing that. And so their answer is, what do we got on the shelf? Operation Lockstep from the Rockefellers, saying governments could use, through the UN, the fear of a virus to lock down simultaneously. That way one country doesn't get blamed and you never come out of it. Just like in North Korea, they had the Korean War. And so when that armistice happened in the 1950s, they never came out of the permanent emergency. It'd be like if there was a nuclear war and it took out the military bases or whatever. You know we've been under tyranny for 100 years. You know we'd never come out of the martial law that would take place because of that. And they've tested their police. They've acted shamefully. They've acted wickedly. So have the police in Europe. But in the South and in the West, the Southwest, except for New Mexico, they've been terrible. The police refuse to be part of it. And because they refuse to be part of it, we don't live under tyranny. That's why they're coming out with AI-controlled robots and social credit scores where it doesn't matter. We'll just turn your credit card off if you don't behave the way we want you to. And it's not coming. It's here. It's not coming. It's now. So here is the premier of New South Wales. Here's Gladys.
I want to be very clear. Life for the unvaccinated will be very difficult indefinitely. And what I'm really pleased about is the way in which the vast majority of our population. People asked me yesterday, aren't you worried about people having conflicts at businesses or otherwise when the unvaccinated try to get in? But 9 out of 10 of us are already vaccinated in New South Wales. 9 out of 10 adults are already vaccinated in New, or close to. That is huge. The vast majority of our citizens have already spoken, have already made
their decisions. That's enough. It's so easy. God says do it. Take your shot. Everybody's getting it. Oh, there's a new booster shot you need. They're up to shot 4 in Israel. Oh, and they admit in the Israeli study, the third shot gives you 48 hours of protection. That's just made up. They actually said that. And the fourth one, nothing, makes you ill. Oh, really? Just like in the chicken studies with a similar vaccine for another COVID virus spike protein, they can make the chickens where they don't die from the virus. But then by the fourth or fifth shot, a new virus gives rise that kills 100% of the chickens. So then they give them a fifth shot or sixth shot, and they call it Merrick's disease, and the chicken becomes a living tumor. Tumors are all over the body. Tumors are in its joints. It lives an agonizing life. It gets where it can't walk anymore. But it lets it live long enough to be processed for food production. And just this year, the FDA legalized feeding people tumor meat that's almost 100% tumor. So I'm going to say that again. Living dead chickens. Even China kills their Merrick's disease chickens. Not America. You are served Merrick's disease chickens that are almost completely living blob tumors. They know what they're doing. That's why all the epidemiologists and top scientists, Nobel Prize winners said, within 3 years, a lot of the folks that take the shot are going to die. And why? Because it then creates an autoimmune response. When you come in contact with a spike protein that is on almost all standard cold viruses, your body, like getting a bee sting, is going to go into anaphylactic shock. And that's just one of the syndromes. And what do the same scientists predict? They said blood clots, strokes, heart attacks, bleeding in the lungs, infertility. They know what's happening. PBS NewsHour. This chicken vaccine makes its virus more dangerous. This chicken vaccine makes its virus more dangerous. We can show you National Geographic. Would you like that? What do you think? You know, guys, it's in a John Bound video, and it's footage from last year that he just happened to put in there that I think we should play a short clip of right now if you can cue it up on short notice, because it says it all for the exact name of that John Bound report. Yes, it was number 17, absolutely. No, that's not it. Number 17 is on a John Bound report. Oh, I'll just get overheated here on the show. I shot the cruise fault. Let me just focus my mind. In the first 5 minutes of this segment, we played a John Bound report. And I noticed in that John Bound report something very, very interesting. He played an old clip of them last year saying, we're crazy. Bill Gates wants us to basically die, and Bill Gates released the virus. And I thought it was very interesting that now, over a year later, it's actually come out in the news. Love for you next segment. It's actually come out in the news that Bill Gates funded the Wuhan lab, and that's where it came from, gain of function, and they wanted to release it in the general public, which they did. I mean, it's just open and shut, and I remember us a year and a half ago saying Bill Gates is behind it, look, he's behind it, we even found the documents, but now it's the smoking gun of the gain of function coronavirus, four viruses combined with an HIV virus. It's absolutely incredible. So we'll have that clip for you coming up next segment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we finally got one of our best-selling products back in stock. We did one run of this. It sold out in a few months. It got five-star reviews because it's so strong, and now we got it back because of the supply chain breakdowns. It's been five, 6 months since we had it. And that's Down and Out Liquid Sleep Formula back in stock. It's way stronger than Knockout, and Knockout's great. Eight different known herbs that naturally give you deep, restful sleep. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We know how Down and Out Liquid Sleep Formula back in stock. It's got valerian root extract, traditionally used as far back as ancient Greece and Rome as a medical herb, and prominent Greek physician Galen used it for sleeplessness. Lemon balm, another traditional tea used for thousands of years to help soothe one's mind before bedtime. German chamomile, traditionally used since prehistoric times as bedtime tea to calm the nerves, promote a healthy sleep pattern. Passion flower, traditionally used by Native Americans, including the Cherokee. The herb is used for centuries, known for its relaxing herbal qualities. In recent centuries, the herb has gained popularity with modern European studies. Melatonin, a hormone used by the body's pineal gland that is absolutely essential in the function of controlling sleep and wake cycles. Foods like meats and fruits contain melatonin in very small amounts, but this is a strong organic dose of it, and a lot more. So it is back in stock, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. So is Knockout, which is a different formula, and it's excellent as well. But when you take one of these formulas a long time, it stops having as big an effect. So you go off one for a while, go on another for a while. But, I mean, you know, the stuff that's over the counter they push has alcohol and chemicals in it to make you sleep that screws up your body. This has no alcohol in it, ladies and gentlemen, and it works incredibly good. Deep, long, restful sleep. I haven't slept like I was, you know, 12 years old in years till I got on this. And Knockout would help me, but I still get up once or twice. I take a good dose of this, get to bed, man, I'll sleep 7-8 hours and wake up just like where you feel so good, so refreshed. And that's why I've had so much more energy lately, is because it's been sold out for months and months and months. Finally got it back, a select bottle a few weeks ago, and got back on it. The full shipment came in last weekend. So Down and Out is here. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. And I went ahead and just extended it, even though it's going to sell out. Ultra 12 and Winter Sun are both 50% off as well. X2's 50% off. And we also have the Green Sprouts formula. It's going to sell out in a few days, but I'm still doing it. 50% off as well. And that funds our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. And I really appreciate you keeping us all on air. All right, we'll be right back with that preacher I was going to have on yesterday that got arrested for not closing his church.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.